love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
It's the book that is not, sadly, going to be in shops in time for Christmas because, well, we didn't think about it then. But hopefully next year, it's 24 years at the tap end, the story of my friend Chris's weird life. And people have been absolutely loving this every time we do it.
It's weird. It just seems to be something that people are talking about, which is, I think, very odd, considering it's just stories from my life.
I think that's the charm of it, though.
Well, as I said, it's very therapeutic for me. It feels like I'm letting a lot of my past out and recalling these stories, you know? It's good. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
If you've not heard 24 Years at the Tap End yet, it's kind of like Bridget Jones's Diary, but with leads.
Right. I've never read that, so I don't know if that's a good thing or
that's
not.
That's because you're a lad.
Right.
So can we have some more, please?
Yeah, if you'd like.
Where are we now?
I'm going to go to my 13th year at the tap end.
Okay, and now, everyone stop what they're doing. Stop work for a minute if you're at work. Close your eyes, apart from if you're driving. Turn up and enjoy the latest instalment of 24 Years at the Tap End on Radio 1.
Ready?
Yeah.
Right. My 13th year at the tap end. Up until the age of about 13, there was a yearly event that I both looked forward to and feared in equal measures, the school disco. Previous experiences of school discos had gone well. Generally, they involved playing invisible football with boy mates and completely ignoring or trying to wind up girls. The year 6 one had got awkward when I was dared to hold a girl's hand. But all in all, it was a yearly event where I would wear an England shirt, get high on sweets, and run around performing football celebrations.
Who dared you to hold the girl's hand? And what girl was it?
It was just something that was done in year six, because I think by then we were starting to like girls, but couldn't admit it, so it was always dared. I dare you to go hold her hand, that kind of thing.
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course I did, yeah. You know me,
How long for?
I do my dares. I think it was like there was always a time limit. It was like 3 or 4 seconds. Everyone watching, go hold her hand, go sit next to her in the coach, that kind of thing.
Okay, I dare you to hold Becky's hand.
Oh, this is a bit weird. This is like a year six game, no.
Dare you.
Is this kind of odd?
You always do your dares.
Mm.
Go on.
Well, you got Dare Becky, I guess, as well, because she doesn't
know. Well, no, because I'm just
mine.
A girl at a school disco and I don't know anything about the dare because I'm sat with my girl mates over here.
That's exactly it, and they love it. You know what I mean? Because it's a bit of attention.
Yeah.
Do they love it, though?
Of course they do.
Let's see how this plays out.
Right. All right.
Hi, Chris. You can't just grab me.
No, but in year six, that was fine.
I think that's even worse.
She's not having it, Scott. She's
you
not...
just said hello. I find that a bit weird.
All right.
Did you just grab the girl in year six?
Well, yeah, because you didn't really like them. You know what I mean? There was still a lot of fighting in that. But girls, they like that.
Well, that was odd. Try again.
I don't think she's going to go for it. She sort of bolted.
I think it's your approach that's wrong.
All right.
Be a gentleman.
Hello, Becky.
Hello, Chris.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
Can I hold your hand?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Result.
Oh, okay. That's all it is.
Yeah, we've done the 3 seconds and immediately move away.
Would you say result before you left me or result. When you got back to your mate?
As soon as the dare's done.
Okay. Has anyone got any of that sort of antibacterial?
Got some in the bag, yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
This year was awkward, though. I had recently developed a stronger interest in girls, and this disco was a joined one between year eights from a couple of different schools. Girls were quite literally getting bussed into our school's drama studio for us to have a go at. To really complicate things...
Wait there. To have a go at?
Yes.
To hold the hand?
Well, yeah, I mean, I couldn't think of a better phrase for it, really. To, you know, crack on. You know what I mean? Sort of go approach.
And who organised this coaching in of the ladies? Was it the teachers?
I think so, yeah.
Are they still working?
Yeah, it was all fine.
Right.
To really complicate things, I'd met a girl after school through one of my friends, and she was going to be there that night.
Oh.
I won't lie, I was pretty nervous. All my mates knew the situation and had been telling me for the month leading up that we were going to have to dance together. This was a big deal.
Oh,
a
no.
Very big deal.
Mm.
It got to the night of the disco, and my friends Tom and Andy came round my house. My dad was to drop us in Watford for about 7 o'clock. We all wore what was standard year 8 school disco uniform at the time. Royal blue Ben Sherman short sleeve shirts and classics on the feet.
Ah, the classics.
We mussed up with Africa, and before we knew it, we were on our way. I was quite nervous. This girl I liked was going to be there tonight, and I was going to have to perform. Ooh. Mobile phones hadn't quite been invented by then, so we had only been in contact through passing notes between mutual friends.
Oh, cute.
It was proper old school.
Yeah. I think they had been invented, you just didn't have one.
Yeah, but at that time it was like, tariffs were high.
Yeah.
Did you not have a pager?
I didn't actually, no. I really wanted one when I was younger.
A few people at school did have pagers, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Because I was at that awkward age where everyone that age now has mobile phones, but at the time I wanted a pager. My parents wouldn't let me have one.
With that message scrolling across the screen, call your mum.
This might sound stupid, but how do they work? Pagers, I've never really...
The person paging, say Jay-Z wants to get hold of Beyonce, because pagers are really big, aren't they?
Yeah.
So... Jay-Z will ring a number and say, B, get back to me. P.S. Can you pick up some beans on the way home? And then hang up, and then it beeps and flashes on Beyonce's pager. Call Jay-Z, and then the message.
So someone's got a... how does that work? Well, voice recognition or something?
People in pager call centres. There were some times where you used to have to ring and a woman would answer and you're like, oh, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially if it's
giving
naughty.
Giving your message to a random.
No, you couldn't... You never used to be able to send naughty pages.
No?
You never been...
Yeah, you could.
Did you?
Yeah, you can. Then.
And there'd be someone like the PR4L or something on the other end.
Did
just
you?
Typing away. Like,
yeah.
Did you send naughty pager messages? What did you say?
Well, I can't say now, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Give it a go.
Do you want to come round tonight and...
Okay, good. And you would phone somebody in a pager call centre and say that and get them to relay the message?
Yeah.
Did you not think that was... Did you not find that a bit embarrassing, a bit odd?
No.
I'm not sure I'd be comfortable...
It was better once mobiles came in and then you could text.
Well, yeah, because that's that person, but you have to go through a third party. I'm not sure I'd be happy with that.
It's no worse than teachers bussing in girls for Chris.
We got there, handed over our tickets and walked in. But there were no girls there, just a small group of small boys, all huddled around the touch shop bit. I joined them, saw off a couple of Panda Pops, then we moved and huddled nearer the speakers. A few girls started to come in, and then I saw her. There she was. She caught me staring at her and smiled. I quickly moved my gaze and completely blanked her. I was nervous, and this was awkward. A few songs later, all the girls were dancing in groups on the dance floor, and all the boys were in groups on the outside. This arrangement was fine, and working for everyone, but there was a massive awkwardness, as I was fully aware that I was completely ignoring the girl I liked. Her friend ran up to me and told me she was here. Did I fancy her? And was I going to slow dance with her?
See, that's what I used to like about school. It's so straightforward. None of that kind of messing around. Hello, do you fancy my friend? Will you dance with her?
Yeah.
Done. Simple.
And then it started. The music changed. Casey and JoJo, All My Life. My heart skipped a beat. I saw her looking over. My friend started to push me forward. Despite my resistance, there were about 10 of them, and they were all tugging my shirt and pushing me towards her. We stood there face to face. I said hello, she said hello, and then my mate pushed me one more time towards her.
Hang on, I've got the music. Hang on. Got it.
Oh, wow.
Is this bringing it all back to you?
It is a bit, yeah. She put her hands on my shoulders, and I put my hands on her shoulders, and we started to sway from side to side.
Was she massively shorter than you?
No, she was probably, if anything, she was slightly taller than me. was, of course, all wrong and looked ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
You know, something out of Shaun of the Dead. Just two zombies there, like slow dancing.
Slow dancing to Casey and JoJo.
We continued to sway side to side. After a couple of minutes, the song changed. Have you got this one? S Club 7 Never Had a Dream Come True.
Sure, I can find it. Hang on.
I realised we looked like zombies and moved my hands down towards her waist. This was all going well. I really liked her. And just when I had the courage to ignore my friends that had formed a circle around us and talked to her, the song changed again. Bahamen, Who Let the Dogs Out? Got that?
Yes. What happened next?
My mates grabbed me, and before I knew it, I was back on the boys' side of the room. So there it was, my first proper dance. And the lesson learned? Hands on waist, not on shoulders.
Every time. I found this now.
Who let the dogs out?
This is what happened when the song changed.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Are your hands still on her shoulders at this point? Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.